Northside resident Jillian Ringle is still near the back of the line Wednesday afternoon and says she's been waiting for about 2 hours to get help with feeding her family.
We're here because not only did we lose all the food we had in our refrigerator at that time, we are self-employed. My husband owns his own business, and it put us out of work for at least 10 days. And it put a lot of his projects as a plumber on the back burner because the people who were going to spend their money with us had to turn around and use their money for the hurricane.
The Florida Department of Children and Families, in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is implementing this program called Food for Florida. It lets families impacted by Hurricane Irma get SNAP benefits, which are food stamps, if they don't normally qualify for them. Around 1,000 people showed up Wednesday to apply, including Che Jenkins, who says he's been waiting for about 5 hours outside in the hot sun.
Yeah, I've seen 3 people pass out so far.
Jacksonville Fire and Rescue is on site helping those who are woozy from the heat, and people are being given free water and ice. But DCF spokesman John Harrell says a major issue is people coming on the wrong day. Wednesday was supposed to help just those with last names starting with letters A through D. The assistance is being offered at Regency through the beginning of next week.
We are trying to spread this out.
Harrell says there's also a rumor the benefits will run out, and that's not true.
We recognize there are thousands of people who need assistance. We want to do this in the most orderly fashion possible.
He says to speed up the process, people should pre-register online. All the information, as well as dates and locations around all of Florida, can be found on WJCTNews.org. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.